Wheel of Fortune, card number 10 of the Major Arcana, represents luck, good fortune, and a turning point. While decks vary, the image of the Wheel of Fortune shows a giant wheel with an unpronounceable name of God inscribed. Within the wheel, the symbols of mercury, sulfur, water, and salt are present. Around the wheel are the Egyptian serpent god of evil, the Egyptian god of death, and a sphinx. The four corners of the card show the Aquarius angel, the Scorpio eagle, Leo lion, and a Taurus bull. The astrology sign is Virgo, the element is fire, and the plants are jasmine and spearmint. In a forward position, the wheel speaks of accepting the goods and bads in life with grace. Be positive and keep moving. Be open to a change for a reward. In reverse, you may be seen in a rut. This is a downsizing in life where you may take a financial or health hit. Hang in there and know something better is coming. Caution is advised, so look at every opportunity carefully.
Let me start by saying that yes, I did hear the end of my own recording. After so many of you yelled at me and Logan called me, I was told very calmly by both Kim and Juniper after she hunted me down that I need to stop doing any fey magics. I was also told that no, failing does not exactly mean I'm fey. It's just a fun pet name for budding magic users. Noodles told me I'm just human anyway. Well, she said I was mostly meat, and she always says that fey are plants, so I think I'm fine. I did a little house cleansing with some sage I had, as well as put up a barrier, just in case it's not a happy fey. I also left an offering outside of some fruit. Loops. It was Fruit Loops. Because I'm trash and real fruit is expensive. Speaking of expensive, Juniper brought me some high-class magical supplies. I don't want to talk about why she's bringing me stuff, but meh. But that's how I was able to do the cleansing in the house. She bought me, like, a crayon pack of candles and some oils to anoint them with. She almost smacked me over the cinnamon stick fiasco. Also, when she left, she handed me a purple drawstring bag and told me that she was unsure where it came from, but it was supposed to go to me. I think that was appropriate, because tarot cards are supposed to be given to you. They are gorgeous, though. Watercolor images that don't look like normal tarot cards I know of. But I believe I have seen them online, so they're not like some mystical mystery. They have, however, given me nothing but heart attacks. Every time I split the deck to shuffle it back together, the death card was in my left hand. Later, I dropped a lot of cards because they are larger than normal. Only one card was upright in front of me. Death. Now, I know that the death card's actually not that bad, and that it does not fully mean what everyone thinks it means. Just in case, I did a cleansing I found in my spellbook, not my Southern Woman one. That book calls these demon cards. The cleansing involved putting them in the moonlight overnight. I think they should be fine now. I split the deck and saw just the Ace of Wands, which is a card supposedly about taking chances. That was all the support I needed. However, I plan on taking my chances with just the Major Arcana, because those are the only ones I know at this point. Unlike all my previous tests, this one does not have any sort of mantra, enchantment, or supplies other than the cards themselves. I plan on doing a 3-card spread, which is a quick answer to a question or a situation. It could be where, who, and how, or a problem, cause, and solution. It can also be a sort of self-assessment, which is very helpful for dumbasses like me. There are other ways of reading these, but I would like to try these three at some point. But first I need to figure out what I want to ask the world. There is a 4-card spread to check on the deck and figure out its personality, so I think I'll do that first, with all the cards before I separate out the arcana. I will say mine is allowed to be in reverse or forward, so I think if I draw it in reverse, I'll just put it in forward for this experiment. Do you hear that, deck? I will only draw in forward. So let me shuffle up here. Okay. Okay, so the first question is, Deck, what are your strengths? The Two of Pentacles. As I stated before, I don't know much outside the Major Arcana. So, the Two of Pentacles is one of the more liberal cards, and it represents adaptability, balance, and management of finances and time. I think that is a very good thing to have a focus on in a deck, specifically if I have time or money questions. The second question is, what are your weaknesses? Eight of Wands. Your weakness is based around action time, speed, travel, and hope. I'm unsure how to read that. I'm guessing it's because the strength is being literal. I can work with a blunt deck. Actually, it's a bit refreshing. Maybe someone who's been doing this longer can comment on what these four questions mean in a bit more depth. But let's move on. Next question, what makes you unique? The Page of Pentacles. Okay, back to Pentacles. Ha! This card represents new beginnings, long-term success, and prosperity. So I have a blunt deck that sees itself as a good starting point for me with a good run. Oh, this is harder than I expected, to be honest. I was not sure I would have to think this hard. My head hurts. But one more, then I can do my three card spread. And finally, how may I learn and work with you? Two of Swords. The card of difficult decisions. Ah, denial, courage, stalemate, and friendship. So, to work with you, I need to look at every option and open my mind to weigh out solutions to any issue. Seems like a standard way to work with someone new. Specifically, a deck so focused on being blunt and good time management? Maybe? Again, very new at this. Blunt, and I need to be ready for difficult decisions and courage and whatnot. I wonder if I can do a three-card spread for a general problem, cause, and solution. I don't have a problem that needs to be fully covered, really, but, I mean, y'all know how my life's been going. Weird voices, Faye, Shadow Teacher, Coven keeping watch of me. Okay, dear deck, let's work on me. Help me understand my problems, the cause, and how to fix just... For those of you who can't see me, I just kind of like gestured vaguely around myself to an empty room. Well, I hope it's empty. Okay, please hold. And we're back. I have separated out the Major Arcana, shuffled quite a bit, and flipped the cards a few times so I can draw in reverse. I hope this is not any sort of faux pas. But let's try this. Deck? Deck of not yet known name. What is my problem? The Wheel of Fortune in Forward. A beautiful card with mostly blue watercolors. I'm not sure I know all the symbology, but it seems to mean something about new beginnings and cycles of life. My problem is that I'm on the upswing in a new cycle of life, and that's a weird problem. It shows hope and encourages you to move forward. Okay, not sure that is a lot of a problem. Unless it's saying me doing all this new stuff, this new phase of my life started the problem. Then what's the cause? Temperance in Reverse. I loved this card when I first saw it. I felt a connection to the pink triangle on the angel's chest. They're supposed to be the child of Hermes and Aphrodite, but being upside down makes me more nervous. In reverse, there's an upset and balance. Conflict, delusion, and discord. I see those, but I'm not sure who exactly is the cause of those things. Did I upset a balance of some sort? Is there someone outside my life, and this is a happenstance that affects me? Okay, fine. Last card. What is the solution to my problem? Hmm. It's actually a very beautiful, a black and white floral skull, but there's a triangle over part of it, and that is full of color. A good show that the death card is not just about death. I already read up on this one because I was nervous about it. In forward, it calls for change, renewal and loss, and transition. Unsure if I need to lose something or something has to change in a huge way. I may need to get more experienced practitioners to help explain some of these. Actually, no. No, you know what? No. I'm going to redraw with the full deck. I can't be scared of the death card forever. Okay, run my hand up until I find a stopping point. There. Cut the deck. What is my problem? Death. Okay, I get it, Deborah. You're blunt. Fine. What's the cause? The cause card is death. And the solution card is also death. And looking through, it seems as though all the cards in my deck are currently the same death card. Oh, and in the middle of the deck, one tower card. Okay, I'm going to slowly put Deborah back together, gather my things and some calming tea, and run out of my home screaming like a lunatic.
With Caulk and Candles was written, produced, and voiced by Clay Proctor. Today's tarot reading was by Robert the Haunt of Haunted Griffin Entertainment, which created the likes of Tunnels Podcast and Haunted Hell House of Horror. The main place you could find them would be on Twitter, @TunnelsPodcast, all one word, and as always, links are in the description. If you feel like you were spoken to today, make sure to subscribe and consider giving a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you are listening. You can also keep up with the creator and get visuals from episodes on Twitter, @CaulkingCandles. Don't forget, we have some merch now. Check the show notes for links to that and our Discord. Thanks for listening, and may the forces that be watch over you.